Bible.
我们首先啊，请弟兄姊妹来看撒母耳记上第十六章。
First, we will read First Samuel chapter 16.
我们读第一节。
We will read verse 1.
第一节，在两段的圣经呢，是在355页。
Now, First Samuel chapter 16, verse 1.
第一节，耶和华对撒母耳说，我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王，你为他悲伤要到几时呢？你将膏油盛满了脚，我差遣你往伯利恒人耶西那里去，因为我在他众子之内预定一个做王的。
Now the Lord said to Samuel, How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons.
我们再读第六节到十三节。
And now we will read from verse 6 to 13.
我想因为时间的缘故，我们就不翻译了哈。
Now, being pressed by time, there will be English translation for these verses.
他们来的时候，撒母耳看见以利亚，就心里说，耶和华的受膏者必定在他面前。耶和华却对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。耶西叫亚比拿达从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说，耶和华也不拣选他。
Verse 9.
耶西又叫撒马从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说，耶和华也不拣选他。耶西叫他七个儿子都从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说，这都不是耶和华所拣选的。撒母耳对耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？他回答说，还有小的，现在放羊。撒母耳对耶西说，你打发人去叫他来，他若不来，我们必不坐席。耶西就打发人去叫他来，他面光红啊，他面色光红，双目清秀，面貌俊美。耶和华说，这就是他，你起来膏他。撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他诸胸中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大的感动大卫。撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。我们再请读第十七章。
Chapter 17, please.
我们请读第一节到十一节，我们这一次请周五姊妹来，我们用英文读。
Verse 1 to 11 in English. Now the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle, and were gathered at Socoh, which belongs to Judah. They encamped between Socoh and Azekah, the in Ephah stamming. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and encamped in the valley of Elah, and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, with the valley between them. And the champion went out from the camp of the Philistines, and named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in the span. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had bronze armor on his legs, and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. Now the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and the shield bearer went before him. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel, and said to them, Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And you, the servants of Saul, choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man, that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid.
好，我们再往后看我们看十七章第43节到45节。
Let's read further on in chapter 17, verse 43 to 45.
我来念就好。非利士人对大卫说，你拿杖到我这里来，我岂是狗呢？非利士人就指着自己的神咒诅大卫。非利士人又对大卫说，来吧，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟，田野的走兽吃。大卫对非利士人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所辱骂带领以色列军队的神。我们再看十八章
Chapter 18
第六节到第八节，我们请姊妹带我们读。
Verse 6 to 8, Chapter 18. Now it had happened as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women had come out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. So the women sang as they danced and said,Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Then Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him. And he said, They have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed only thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?
好，我们最后看一下使徒行传，我们看一下第十三章。
Now lastly, we will read Acts chapter 13.
我们读第二十二节。
Verse 22.
两段圣经在新约183页。
Acts 13, verse 22.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的王，凡事要遵行我的旨意。好，我们读经暂时读到这里，我们请弟兄姊妹再有一点祷告。
Now we pause here from our scripture reading, brothers and sisters, let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们真是清晨来到你施恩的宝座前。
Lord, on this morning we come before your throne of grace.
就如诗歌所说，我们愿意在你的殿中来瞻仰你的荣美。
Just as the hymn says that we will be willing to behold your beauty in your temple.
并且在你的殿中来求问。
And inquire of you.
我们早晨请我们的天父再一次来向你的儿女们来仰脸。
This morning we ask our Heavenly Father once again,lift up your face to your children.
叫你脸上的荣光再一次能够光照我们心的深处。
So that the glory of your countenance will once again enlighten the very depths of our hearts.
好叫我们的心再一次得着一个苏醒。
So that once again our hearts will be kindled.
让我们能够再一次看见主的荣光，我们能够在光中来行走跟随你。
When we see your glorious light, then once again we will walk in your light to follow you.
我们也求主真是在弟兄姊妹的会中来亲自来对我们说话。
Lord, we also ask that you will be speaking to us yourself in the midst of this assembly.
你的圣灵在这里释放我们的心。
Your Holy Spirit release our hearts.
你用你自己的膏油来涂抹在我们的中间。
With your own anointing, you anoint in our midst.
让我们从你领受的话能够成为我们的灵，成为我们的生命。
So that the words which we receive from you will become our life, our spirit.
我们把讲的、翻译的、听的都带到你的面前。
So we bring he who speaks and them who hear.In the presence of you.
愿主来恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
我们一同在主面前等候你。
Together we simply wait before you, Lord.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，让我们再一次有交通的机会。
Brother and sister, we thank our Lord that once again we have this opportunity to fellowship together.
在过去几次的交通里面，我们交通到以神为中心这一个题目。
Now in the previous fellowship, we shared on the very theme that is God-centered.
在我们这个人的当中呢。
in us.
我们常常啊，活在这个世界上都是以我们自己为中心的。
We as human beings, we often self-centered when we live in this world.
我们有许多的需要。
We have so many needs.
我们有自己的主张。
And we have our own opinions.
我们希望别人听我们的。
And we also want other people to listen to us.
我们也很希望别人能够夸奖我们。
We also hope to hear praises from others.
注意我们。
To pay attention to us.
让我们也能够好像居在一个高位上。
So it seems that we occupy such a high position.
等等，这是一个天然亚当堕落的一个特别的一个性格。
Now all these are the peculiar characters of fallen Adam's nature.
因为我们啊。要高举自己向神。
Because we want to highly exalt ourselves just like God.
但是当我们蒙恩得救了以后，
But after we're saved by His grace,
我们来到神的家中，
When we come to God's house,
我们常常把这个性格就带进了教会的里面。
And still we often bring the same character into the church.
甚至我们个人在跟随主，我们也是带着这样的性格。
Even while we are pursuing after God, we have the same character with us all the way.
但是因着这样的性格，我们就发觉我们在属灵的道路上我们走不上去。
But because of this kind of character, we realize that it seems that we cannot move forward in our spiritual walk.
因为当我们蒙恩得救之后，我们知道神才是我们的中心。
After we are saved by God's grace, we realize that God is our center.
不是以我们自己为中心。
We should not be our own center.
所以啊，我们啊，在过去几次在这一方面都有交通。
So in the past sessions, we have shared many on this respect.
我们上一次呢啊，也用圣经中一位啊，神所拣选的器皿就是大卫来做例子。
In our past fellowship, we also use David, one of God's chosen vessels, as our example.
大卫是一个很好的例子，让我们看见他如何在一生当中啊，都是以神为中心来跟随主。
David is such a good example from whom we could see that all his life he is God-centered and pursuing Him.
大卫呢，一生我们可以把它简单的分成三个阶段。
Now we could simply divide David's life into three stages.
第一个阶段乃是在他幼年，大概从出生到十六七岁左右。
The first stage is from his birth until his youth, about 16 or 17 years old.
第二个阶段啊，就是我们今天所要交通的啊，就是从啊，十六七岁到三十岁做王的时候。
The second stage is what we will be sharing on today, as from when he was 16 or 17 years old until he reigned as king.
第三个阶段就是从三十岁到七十岁，他做王四十年。
Now the first stage was when he actually reigned as king of Israel from 30 to 70 years old.
在第一个阶段里面，圣经给我们的记载不是太多。
In the first stage of David, the Bible did not record too many things about him.
但是我们从他所写的诗篇里面，我们可以看见大卫是怎么样的学习啊，来跟随主。
But from the Psalms that David wrote, we could learn how David followed the Lord.
我们从诗篇第八篇、第十九篇、第二十三篇跟二十九篇，我们都可以看到大卫在幼年的时候，在牧羊啊，旷野牧羊啊，他如何心乃是紧紧的跟随我们的主。
From Psalm 8:9-23:29, we can see how David, while he was young, while he was tending sheep, how his heart was so closely following our Lord.
那从这四篇的诗里头呢，我们啊可以有两个结论。
Now from these four Psalms, we come to this conclusion.
在诗篇第十九篇，我们就看见大卫是何等看重神的话。
In Psalm 19, we see how David treasured God's word.
因为在神的话里面呢，能够啊来矫正，来啊更正我们这个人在神面前一切的过失。
Because in God's word that we're able to be corrected and correct all kinds of faults we might have.
就好像诗篇第一百一十九篇告诉我们，少年人啊，怎样洁净自己呢？
Just as in Psalm 119 says, how can a young man cleanse his deeds.
就是啊，来遵守神的话。
It is by doing God's word.
并且说呢，我要把你的话存在我的心里。
And also the song says that I want to hide your word in my heart.
免得我得罪你。
So that I will not sin against you.
这是大卫在幼年的时候向着神，并且对着他的话是何等一个单纯信靠的心。
So we could see this simple, reliant heart of David when he was young towards God.
另外呢，第二个啊原则，我们可以从啊大卫的身上幼年可以看见的。
The second principle we could draw from the life of David's youth.
我们看见大卫在他的啊个人的生活里面，他跟神有一个亲密的一个交通。
That David had such an intimate relationship between him and God in his daily living.
他把主的话存在心中。
He always hid God's word in his heart.
当他在一个平顺的环境的时候。
When he was in such a smooth life,
他能够从心中来赞美神。
He was able to praise the Lord from his heart.
当他遇见患难的时候，
But when he encountered afflictions,
他知道怎样来倚靠神。
He also knew how to depend on God.
神也在在这个旷野的牧羊，在无人帮助的时候，神在圣灵的里面来帮助大卫。
And also God helped David in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, while David was tending the sheep in the wilderness where nobody was around.
让我们看见神跟大卫之间建立起一个个人一个紧密的关系。
Therefore, we see this, this close relationship that God had built, with David.
弟兄姊妹，这也是今天神所赐给我们两样最宝贵的东西。
Brothers and sisters, these are the two most precious things that God has given us.
我们蒙恩得救了。
That is when we are saved by grace.
一方面，我们需要读主的话，才能够明白什么是神的旨意。
On the one hand, we need to study God's word in order to understand what His purpose is.
神他是怎样一位神？
And what kind of God He is.
很多的时候，我们头脑里面思想的神不过是从人间宗教遗传来的神的观念。
Many times, the notion of God in our head, in our thought, is derived from the religion, from traditions in the world.
我们需要经过主的话，主自己的启示，告诉我们来认识神。
And we need, through God's word, through His revelation, to come to know Him.
并且我们需要在我们各样生活的当中，
And also in all aspects of our life.
不管我们是在教会的生活里面，
Be it the church life.
在家庭的生活，
Be it your family life.
在一个社会人际的关系，
Be it interpersonal relationship in the society.
在我们工作上，
At work.
我们都能够经历主自己的信实。
We could all experience the Lord's faithfulness.
大卫当时的情况跟我们的情况，神都给我们一样的情形。
God applies the same principles to David's situations and to ours.
但愿我们今天有一个像大卫幼年时代那一个追求主那一个光景。
If only we could also have the same spiritual conditions just as David when he pursued after the Lord in his youth.
我们就能够在主的面前属灵的生命在认识主的事上。多而又多。
Then we would increase and abound more and more in the presence of the Lord in the matters of spirituality.
那我们今天要来交通第二个阶段。
Now today we'd like to fellowship on the second stage of David.
第二个阶段，首先我们要看的呢，就是神如何把大卫显明在撒母耳还有大卫的兄弟面前，并且显明在以色列的中间。
The first thing we'd like to note is how God manifested David to his brothers, to all the Israelites.
大卫因着在神面前这一段受训练的时间，
David having this period of time being trained before God.
神知道他的内心。
And there God knew David's heart.
神这时候要把他显明出他的拣选来。
So at this time, God wanted to reveal His election.
这一个拣选并不是说大卫已经完全了。
This choice doesn't mean that David was perfected already.
但是我们知道大卫他的生命的长进乃是在神所喜悦的这一条道路上。
But we do know that David's spiritual growth is right on the track of the path that pleases God.
往后的日子，大卫仍然继续往这个方向去长进。
In the days coming up, David continued to grow in this right direction.
那我们首先要来看一下什么是显明呢？
Now first, we would like to consider what is this manifestation.
我想显明呢，在圣经里面给我们看见，简单的意思就是啊，原来呢是一个遮盖，是一个人所看不清楚的，如今呢清楚的显在人的面前。
Manifestation, simply put, in the Bible means that there is something that is originally covered. People could not see through, but now it's being uncovered.
很多的时候我们看是看见了。
So many times, although it seems that we do see things.
但是我们不明白。
However, we do not understand.
直到有一天神把它完全的显出来之后，
Until one day God completely reveals that one to us.
我们就能够明白。
Until then, we are able to understand.
那个就是一个显明。
And that is so-called manifestation.
在圣经里头呢，神在人事物上面有很多显明的记载。
Now, in the Bible, in reference to man, matters, things, God has recorded many instances of manifestation.
你比方讲摩西在40岁的时候，
For example, Moses, when he was 40 years old,
他里面有一股热心。
In his heart, he just had this zeal.
在他的脑筋里头，他一直以为神要差遣他来拯救以色列人。
And in his head, he always thought that God would use him to deliver all the Israelites.
所以他就凭着自己的血气呢，到以色列人中间。
Therefore, by his own flesh, he went into the midst of the Israelites.
但当时的埃及人极其的来压迫以色列人。
In those days, Israelites greatly oppressed, Egyptians greatly oppressed Israelites.
所以摩西看到一位埃及人呢，啊，欺负他的兄弟以色列人。
So, Moses saw an Egyptian running an Israelite.
摩西凭着他的血气呢，一拳就把那个以色列人把那个埃及人打死了。
Therefore, Moses by his own flesh killed the Egyptian with one strike.
他害怕别人看见了，把那个人也埋起来。
He was afraid that other people would find out, so he just buried this Egyptian.
隔天看到他的兄弟有两弟兄呢，有两个人在那里吵架。
Now the next day, he saw two Israelite brothers quarreling with one another.
他劝他们呢，不要吵架。
So he was trying to calm them down, not to fight with each other.
其中一个人就对摩西说呢，你想杀我像杀昨天的埃及人一样吗？
So one of those said, you want to kill me just like you killed the Egyptian yesterday?
摩西听了心中极其害怕。
Upon hearing this, Moses was greatly frightened.
就逃跑了。
So he ran for his life.
跑得远远的到旷野去了。
To such a far distance into the wilderness.
神借着那个人把摩西自以为他是蒙神拣选的那个光景显了出来。
So through that Israelite, God revealed the very condition that Moses thought that he was.
过了40年之后，
After 40 years,
弟兄姊妹都知道这个故事。
And brother and sister, you all know this story.
神向摩西显现，
God appeared himself to Moses,
呼召他回去拯救以色列人，
called him to go back to deliver Israelites.
神自己又向摩西显明，
and God himself revealed to Moses.
这是时候到了，
time has arrived.
所以神的显明呢，有正面也有负面的。
Therefore we know that God's manifestation has a positive and negative side.
主耶稣说，隐藏的事没有不显露出来的。
The Lord Jesus says, nothing covered that will not be revealed.
换句话说，神会将一切正面的、负面的都显明在事，在我们的面前。
Now, to put it in another way, God is able to reveal all the positive and negative things before us.
那神 怎么样来显明呢？
Now, how does God reveal all this?
通常神用两个方法。
Usually God would use two methods.
一个乃是借着时间。
One is through time.
第二个乃是借着环境。
The other is through circumstances.
很多的时候，我们在平顺的环境，事情看起来非常的美好。
So many times that when everything goes well, everything looks wonderful.
每一个人都是属灵人。
Everyone looks spiritual, spiritual man.
但是当环境已改变的时候，
But when the circumstances changed,
环境变得恶劣的时候，
When it has gone bad, becomes adverse,
我们每一个人的光景都要显在神的面前。
Everyone's true skin color will be revealed before God.
这是神常常使用的一个方法。
And this is one of the methods that God often uses.
时间也是在神的手中。
Time is in the hand of God.
起初的时候，也许这个环境啊，神借着环境，借着这个刚开始的时候，大家都啊相安无事。
In the very beginning, in that specific circumstance, it seems everybody is fine with one another.
但是过了一长段的时间以后，许多的事情就要显明出来。
But after a long period of time, many things will be manifested.
所以，弟兄姊妹，今天我们在神面前要学习一件事情。
So, brothers and sisters, let's learn one thing before God.
很多事情，不管对于人、对于事、对于物，我们在定规，我们要给神时间。
That is, while you are planning in reference to man's things, matters, you have to give God time.
换一句话说，我们来到神面前，把事情带到神面前。
To put it another way, it's simply saying that you have to bring your things before God.
求神在这一件事上显出他的带领来。
And ask God to show His leading in this very specific matter.
这是一个真实属灵的跟随。
And this is a true spiritual following.
我们啊，真是啊，在这一件事上要学习。
Therefore, in this matter, we need to learn many things.
这就是表明啊，神如何在前面带领我们，不是我们在前面越过神的时间。
It's also telling us it is God who is ahead of us and leading us. It's not us going over before God and doing our own things.
那在刚刚我们读的啊这几节圣经的里头，圣经很清楚的给我们记载。
In the passages we just read, that the Bible records it very clearly.
当撒母耳啊在神面前啊完全的，对不起，当扫罗呢在神面前完全的失败，神已经厌弃他，废了扫罗作王。
That when Paul totally failed before God, so God rejected him as king of Israel.
神内拣选了大卫。
And God chose David.
神要撒母耳来到耶西的家中，就是大卫父亲的家里面。
God wanted Samuel to come to Jesse, who was the father of David, to his house.
我们人常常对事情、对人事物看得不清楚。
Many times we are not clear on things, men, and matters.
因为人看人不过是看外表。
Because when we regard each other, we are looking at outward appearance.
神看人乃是看到人心的深处。
But when God sees man, He sees right into the very depths of man's heart.
所以当撒母耳告诉耶西，把他的众子们带到耶西的面前，要看出哪一位是神所拣选的。
So when Samuel told Jesse to bring all of his sons before him in order to find out which one of those is elected by God.
我们看见呢，当撒母耳一看到大卫的大哥呢，这一位又高大又俊美的长子的时候，撒母耳心中说，这是神的受膏者。
When Samuel saw the firstborn, David's oldest brother, he was handsome, he was tall, and Samuel thought, must be this one.
但是神跟他说，不是。
But God told him no.
经过这七位哥哥，
through these seven brothers of David,
大卫还没有在家里。
And David wasn't in the house yet at that time.
他还在野外牧羊。
He was in the wilderness tending sheep.
所以撒母耳还得要叫耶西去把他的小儿子叫回来。
So Samuel told Jesse to send for David.
撒母耳这时候心中知道神是拣选这位小儿子。
And Samuel knew at this time in his heart that God had chosen this youngest son.
神首先把大卫的拣蒙拣选显在撒母耳这一位先知并且他的家人的面前。
First, God manifested David to the prophet Samuel and to David's household.
就着我们属灵的经历实际上也是这样。
Now, in terms of our spiritual experiences, the same principle applies.
很多的时候当神愿意来显出某一位弟兄某一位姊妹在一个服事上来成为一个服事的一个带领的时候。
Many times when God is about to reveal a certain brother or sister of in ministries as leaders,
那一位蒙托付的这个人，
the one who is being committed by God,
首先会从神那里得到一个印证。
First will receive this testimony from God.
撒母耳在这里所预表的就是圣灵。
What Samuel represents here is the Holy Spirit.
那一位蒙拣选的大卫，今天也可以说我们应用在我们每一个人的身上。
The principle of David chosen by God can apply to each one of us here.
圣灵会先在你的心中，就像撒母耳先来到大卫的家内，让他先知道这件事情。
Just as Samuel first went to David's house and God allowed Samuel to know this, the Holy Spirit will also show some evidence to you.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个真实的一个经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is a true experience.
之后呢，第二个拣选显明乃是显明在以色列人的面前。
Then the second manifestation is to manifest David to all Israelites.
换句话说会显在所有神的儿女面前。
Now to put it in another way, that is, God would manifest you to all of God's children.
那神怎么样把撒母耳显出来呢？把大卫显出来呢？
How did God manifest David?
借着一个很恶劣的一个环境。
It is through such an adverse situation.
我想比较年轻在教会中长大的弟兄姊妹都知道大卫跟歌利亚的故事。
I believe, young brothers and sisters, you all know the story of David and Goliath.
我们刚刚所读的这一段话呢，
the passage we just read,
讲到这一件事，当歌利亚
speaks of this incident when Goliath,
代表非利士人，
representing the Philistines,
要来找以色列人征战，
came to fight with Israelites.
圣经描述我们歌利亚是怎么样一个伟大高大的一个人。
And the Bible gave a description of Goliath. What a great and tall person he was.
圣经告诉我们他长得是六肘一个虎口这样高。
Now the Bible said he was 6 cubits in the span.
六肘一肘呢大概一尺半。
A span is about 1.5 feet.
他大概九尺再多一点。
So he's over 9 feet tall.
这个屋顶呢，大概八尺。
The ceiling is about 8 feet tall.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道九肘九尺有多高
？So brothers and sisters, can you imagine how 9 feet would be?
所以，然后他所穿的那个战衣呢，那个骑甲呢，是圣经告诉我们是5000个舍克勒。
And the scale armor that he wore was 5,000 shekels.
一个色克勒呢是150公克。
One shekel is 150 kilograms.
我跟他算一下呢是750公斤。
So, according to my calculation, it's 750 kg.
他那一根打仗用的那个矛呢，戟。
And also the javelin he used to fight with
是9000公斤。
9,000 kg.
换句话说呢，天然人没有办法跟他征战。
Now to put it in another way, it's simply saying a natural man cannot fight with him.
并且这个大巨人呢， 他全身的起甲把他围团团的包住，完全的保护他。
And this great giant wore this scale armor, which is totally wrapped him around, so nobody can attack him.
所以当腓力士人来对扫罗说呢，你们派出一个人能够打败我们这个大巨人呢，我们就做你的奴隶。
So when the Philistines came to Saul and said that, send out a man if he could defeat us, and then we will all become your servants.
如果你们被我们打败了呢，你们就做我的奴隶。
However, if you are defeated by us, you will be our servants.
以色列人看到这个大巨人呢，每一个人，包括扫罗王，吓得半死。
So this, all the Israelites seeing this tremendous great giant, they were all so scared to death, including King Saul.
神在这个时候就要把大卫显出来。
So right at this time, God would manifest David to them.
借着他爸爸请大卫带着一些日用，就是一些饼呢，去给他的哥哥，因为他三个哥哥在军中。
Now, how did God manifest David? It is through his father who told David to send daily provision to David's three brothers who served in the army.
大卫来到以色列营中的时候。
So when David came to the Israelites' camp,
一方面很稀奇，大家为什么怕成这个样子？
On the one hand, he was so amazed. Why is everybody was so scared to death?
我想很多细节就不再提了。
We will just skip all the details of the whole story.
他就来见扫罗王。
So he came to see King Saul.
他把他在旷野的经历、生命的经历先来告诉扫罗王。
Now first David retold his experiences in the wilderness to King Saul.
大家不要忘记，这时候的大卫不过是十六、十七岁。
Now don't you forget, at this time David was only 16 or 17 years old.
就好像我们中间年轻的孩子呢，大概念了高中要上大学那个年纪。
Just as the young people among us, they are in high school, about to enter college.
是一个小孩子。
It's just a young lad.
那在大卫呢，告诉扫罗说他在旷野的时候，有熊、有狮子要来咬他的羊羔。
David told Saul that in the wilderness, when bears and lions came to devour his lambs,
靠着神的大能呢，他能够跑去把羊羔夺回来。
By the power of God, he was able to get the lamb back from bears and lions' mouths.
并且呢，与这些熊、与这些狮子抓住他们的抓住他们的胡须呢，把他们打死。
And he grabbed the bears of the lions of the bears and he killed them.
这是非常勇敢。
This is so courageous.
所以大扫罗呢，在一个完全窘迫的情况下，没有办法让大卫好，你去征战。
Therefore, in an extremely distressed situation, Saul had nothing else to do but to say, "Okay, you go and fight."
扫罗说呢，那你穿我的战衣出去吧。
So Saul said, put on my armor.
我在想呢，扫罗是个王。
I'm thinking that Saul being a king.
他的战衣呢，有特制的。
So his armor must be customized, custom made.
扫罗呢，心中还是怜悯这个孩子。
Now Saul still had this pity on this young lad.
他想说，这一下去大概也没指望。
And thinking that, well, once he goes, this is the end of the hope.
不过你还是穿着吧。
But however, put it on anyway.
大卫把它穿上去的时候呢，
now, after David
非常不舒服。
Put on the armor, it just didn't fit, very uncomfortable.
他说我不需要这一些。
So David said, oh no, I don't need all these.
这里也给我们看见呢，在神的事上呢。
Here it also shows us that in the matter of God,
人一切的帮助都是突然的。
All the man's help is vain.
那在这里我们就看见大卫他到一个溪的旁边呢，捡了五颗小石头。
Therefore, David went to a brook and he picked up five stones.
然后呢，就上了战场。
And then he went to the battlefield.
这里有一个很清楚的图画。
And here it gives us a very clear picture.
这里呢是一个大巨人。
Here we see a great giant.
当时世代呢最好的装备都穿在他的身上。
The very best military equipment had been put on this giant.
这里有一个小孩。
And there was this little lad.
拿着一支赶羊的棍子。
With a stick of a shepherd.
拿着一个弹弓。
And with a sling.
然后呢？口袋装了五颗小石头。
And in his pockets there were five little smooth stones.
这是一个非常强烈对比的一幅图画。
And this is such a stark contrast of picture.
然后这个大巨人呢，心中非常绝不服。
And this humongous giant felt so unfair.
像我这样的大巨人，你们怎么派一个小孩子来跟我打仗呢？
A giant like me, and you send to me a little one to fight with me?
还拿一根赶羊的棍子，你把我当作狗。
And with a shepherd's stick, driving away all the wolves, you're taking me as a dog?
然后就开始咒诅大卫。
So he started to curse David.
但是大卫靠着神的恩典。
But David, by the grace of God,
他今天出来征战，不是靠着他自己。
Today he came out to fight with him, not by himself.
他乃是靠着万军的耶和华。
But by the Lord of hosts.
所以当他们两个哥利亚冲过来要打大卫的时候，
So when Goliath dashed through to attack David,
大卫就把他的机弦甩死。
And David put the stone in his sling.
这么简单的一甩呢？
And with a simple slinging.
虽然哥利亚全身是最好的装备，
although Goliath had the very best military equipment on him，
偏偏额头这里是镂空的，
but with the bare forehead only，
因为他眼睛总是要看嘛，
because he need his eye to see things，
神就让那一颗石头正中心的打到他的脑袋瓜里头去，
and with that God allowed the stone being slung right into the very forehead。
一个九尺高的大巨人
，a 9 feet tall giant，
死在一颗小石头底下
，died of one stone。
这是神给我们看见的一幅图画
，and this is a picture God enabled us to see。
在神没有难成的事情
，with God nothing is impossible。
神在圣经里头许许多多的地方都是让我们看见，我们征战不是靠车，不是靠马。乃是靠万军的耶和华。
And in the Bible, in the many places, God time and again shows us that a battle is not by man, by horses, by chariots, but by the Lord.
所以大卫就在这一场征战里面。
Therefore, in this battle, David
杀死了哥利亚。
Killed Goliath.
神就这样把大卫显明在以色列人中间。
And this is how God manifested David to all the Israelites.
全国上下呢，欢欣鼓舞。
And in the whole country, from young to old, everybody was extremely joyful.
看见神在以色列人中间兴起了一位拯救者。
Seeing that God among the Israelites raised up a deliverer.
我想这一段的故事。
And I believe this story.
在我们的身上。
In us.
也有一些的应用。
Should be also very applicable.Applicable.
很多的时候呢
Many times,
我们常常像扫罗
We are very much like Saul.
当我们你比方讲呢我记得我刚年轻的时候
For example, I remember when I was young.
我去找工作
I went out to look for a job.
我找到一个好的工作
And I found a very decent one.
我会在弟兄姊妹面前说感谢主，感谢主。
And I would say praise the Lord, praise the Lord before brothers and sisters.
好像把荣耀归给主。
As though I was ascribing the glory to God.
可是我的心的深处呢
？But in the very bottom of my heart.
我常常也在想，我也有功劳啊。
I often thought that well, I do have some credit.
我自己能力也不错啊。
I was very talented, capable.
我做事也很殷勤啊。
I was very diligent.
所以是神把我安排在这个工作上。
Therefore, God would appoint me to this position.
总是人也要有一些作为吧。
Somehow man had to do his own part.
这是扫罗的情形。
And this is Saul's condition.
我们常常会有这样的心思。
We often have this kind of mindset.
有时候我们生了一场大病。
Sometimes after we had been very sick.
有时候我们经历了一个患难。
Or had been through certain difficult situations.
也许我们会赞美神。
Maybe we would praise God.
但是心中还有许多的掺杂。
But in my heart, in our heart, there are many, many snares or things mixed areas.
但是神会有一天会兴起一个哥利亚来。
And one day God would raise up a Goliath.
一个环境叫你完全没有办法。
One circumstance which you have no control over.
你只能够完全服在神的手下。
All you could do is totally submit yourself under God's hand.
神要带领我们经过。
And God will lead us through it.
让我们重新来认识神。
So once again, we will come to know Him better.
神是全能的。
That He is sovereign.
不是我们自己。
It's not by ourselves.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们经历地上许多的环境。
When we go through all the circumstances in this world.
神会叫我们越过越认识他。
God is enable to, us to know Him better and better and more and more.
因着这样的认识，我们会越过越信靠他。
And through this kind of understanding, more and more we'll come to rely on Him.
神不会撇弃我们。
God will never forsake us.
神会带领我们经过许多的患难。
God sure would lead us through many afflictions.
让我们在认识他的事上越过越多。
So in the matter of knowing him, we would abound more and more.
所以在这一件事上，我们可以慢慢的看见整个事情完全都在神的手中。
So in this very matter, gradually we would come to the understanding that everything is in God's hand.
是神把大卫显在以色列人中
间。 It is God who manifested David to Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在我们的生活上
Brothers and sisters, today in our daily living,
不管在教会，在我们个人的生活
Regardless of the church life, your personal life,
我们要学习把自己倚靠神
We need to learn to lean on God.
在凡事上让神来显明
In all things, let God manifest Himself to us.
有很多事情的定规
Many plans of many things.
也许神先向我们显明。
Maybe it's because God first has manifested His will to us.
但是我们可以带到神面前。
However, we still can bring all things before Him.
愿你显在弟兄姊妹的中间。
And asking God to manifest His will among brothers and sisters.
然后我们往前行。
And then from there we move forward.
就着我们个人也是一样。
Now, in terms of our personal spirituality, it applies the same.
我们可以让神在凡事上来带领显明他的自己的工作。
Let God manifest His work in us among many of His works.
即使我们受到许多不平等或者是让人忽略的待遇。
Even though sometimes we are treated unfairly or neglected.
神会把这件事显出来。
But God will manifest this very thing to all.
很多事我们一点一滴都可以在生活中学到。
So many of the spiritual principles, one by one, we can learn in our daily living.
讲一个最近发生的例子。
I would like to share with you one example which happened just recently.
我们公司呢，每一个人在几年前大家都有一个 cell phone。
In my company, just a few years ago, each one of the employees would have a cell phone.
然后大概在半年前呢
About half a year ago,
有一大批的人全部换成了那个 BlackBerry.
A lot of them replaced the cell phone with BlackBerry.
那我的手机没换到
But I didn't get my exchange.
所以我就在主面前说主啊我不用去争这个。
So I said this before the Lord. Lord, I don't want to fight for this.
我想呢，主有一天会把它显出来。
And I believe God would manifest this to me one day.
所以 我也不在意这个。
So I don't really care.
因为有这个东西，你等于24小时都在上班。
Well, having a BlackBerry is equal to working 24 hours a day.
我一个手机呢，并且我常常都把它关着。
I have my own cell phone a lot of time. It's shut down.
那到了前一两个月呢？
And it's about one or two months ago.
我心中有一个感觉，我大概很快要拿到这个 BlackBerry 了。
In my heart, I just have this feeling that very soon I would have this my own BlackBerry.
然后到了前天礼拜五。
And just the day before yesterday, last Friday.
我们一个大老板。
One of my big bosses.
突然送一个 email 给我们那些 manager.
All of a sudden, send an email to all the managers.
下面这五个人为什么到现在还没有 BlackBerry?
Saying that why is all these five people listed here still do not have a BlackBerry?
他们在下礼拜每个人都要拿到 BlackBerry.
And he said, by next week, every single one of them has to have his or her own BlackBerry.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
很多事情不需要去争。
Many things you really don't have to fight for.
很多人很喜欢很酷的东西。
Many people just like cool gadgets.
Okay, 神会给你的。
God will give it to you.
神不给我，因为他要让我好好睡觉。
If God doesn't give it to me because He wants me to have a sound sleep.
我想这只是一个简单的例子。
Well, this is just a very simple example.
所以我们需要在许多的事上。
So in many things.
让神自己来做。
We need to learn to have God work among them.
那在我们这一边要怎么样一个预备呢？
Now on the part of ourselves, how can we prepare ourselves for His manifestation?
我们从大卫的身上。
Now from David.
一方面他完全的依靠神。
We see that on one hand he totally leaned on God.
一方面我们从他怎样跟随神，我们可以看得出来。
And also, we could learn from him. On the other hand, how he followed after the Lord.
他乐意追求生命的长进。
It delighted David to pursue this spiritual growth in life.
活在神的面前。
And living in the presence of God.
我们也许稍微交通一下，我们要让神，当然我们今天所讲的这个显明特别注重在神如何在他的儿女中间显出一个属灵的一个领袖这个原则。
Now we would like to fellowship a little bit on the manifestation of God, especially on how he revealed God's leaders among brothers and sisters.
那我们从大卫的身上我们也看见神的拣选并不是一个无谓的一个拣选。
Also from David, we could see that God's choice is not a vain election.
我们常常听人讲呢，神可以在任何一个弟兄姊妹身上啊来复兴每一个人。
We often say, hear that people say that God could revive any brother and sister to raise him or her up.
是的，这是一个神自己的主权。
Yes, this it belongs to God's very own sovereignty.
但是神常常也按着他自己的原则在那里做拣选。
However, God also elects according to His very own principles.
这一个拣选乃是看到这一个器皿的一个光景。
This election is based upon the conditions that God sees in this vessel.
所以保罗才鼓励提摩太说，在神的家中啊，有金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
Therefore, Paul encourages Timothy that in a great house there are vessels of gold and silver and wood.
我们要作为，我们要自洁，要成为一个贵重的器皿。
Some for honor, some for dishonor. Therefore, we need to cleanse ourselves from dishonor to become precious, useful vessels.
然后成为圣洁。才能合乎主用。
Sanctified use for the use of the master.
从大卫的身上，我们也看到这个原则。
And then from David, we could see the very same principle.
大卫他在旷野童年牧羊 牧羊的这一段日子里头。
During the days at David's youth when he tended all the sheep in the wilderness,
他能够在别人所看不见的地方好好的来追求认识神。
He always pursued after God, tried to know him in the places where nobody knew.
所以我们学习在神面前一个生命的长进是极其重要的。
Therefore, it is extremely significant that we need to pursue after this spiritual growth of life.
简单来讲，什么是一个生命的长进呢？
Now, simply put, what is this spiritual growth of life?
我记得在过去有一位年长的弟兄来到我们中间提到这个。
I remember in the past one elderly a brother in the Lord once mentioned this.
在我们这一代呢，有许多高大的树特别像橡树。
In our generation,
In
our areas, there are so many tall trees, especially like oaks.
这些高大的树到冬天叶子全掉光的时候。
During winter time, all these big trees would lose all their leaves.
我们看树呢
can bear.
它从头到下有一根主干。
But we could see the main trunk from the top to the bottom.
旁边呢很多枝子。
And many branches coming out sideways.
一个基督徒属灵的长进呢，我们要追求主干不断的往上升。
For a Christian's spiritual growth, he has to continue to pursue this growing of the main tree, the very trunk.
并且树根呢，要往下扎得深。
And the very roots have to go very deep down underneath the ground.
当你不断地往上升的时候，这些枝干自然而然会长成。
When you continue to grow upward, very naturally, the branches would grow sideways.
什么是枝干呢？
Well, what are these branches?
你比方讲，
For example,
有人拿 一本书给我看。
Some people would share a book with me.
怎样为你的儿女祷告？
How to pray for your children.
这是小枝干。
These are considered the small branches.
当你的生命长成的时候，
When your life is mature,
你自然能够知道怎么为你的儿女祷告。
Very readily, you would know how to pray for your children.
如何在比如讲，如何带领小组查经小组查经。
Or, for example, how to lead a small Bible study group.
市面上很多这种书啊。
On the market, there are so many books on this.
这是一个小枝干。
This is one of another small branches.
当你的生命长成了以后，你对主有面对面的认识，你对主的话有一个直接的认识的时候，自然你懂得如何带领弟兄姊妹来认识神。
When you mature, when you know God face to face, when your life is fully grown, you will know how to lead a cell group in Bible study.
你比方讲，如何在办公室里面做见证。
For example, how to bear witness at work.
传福音是一件重要的事情。
Now, soul winning is such an important matter.
不过这也是一个枝干而已。
But even this one is a small branch, one of the small branches.
还有讲到那什么是真正的一个主干呢？
Then again, what is the true, the real trunk of the tree?
一个真正的主干乃是弟兄们常常告诉我们的。
And that thing is what brothers have often told us.
我们需要在主的话语上能够扎根。
That is, we need to take root in God's word.
到一个地步呢，我们能够吃干粮。
To such an extent that we're able to take in food.
什么是吃干粮？
And what is to take in food?
主的话，我读进来。
That is after I read God's word into my heart.
或者主的话，别人交通我听进来的。
Or through the word that other people share on.
我里面就能够一方面领会。
Within my heart, on one hand, I will comprehend it.
一方面我就知道在我的生活中我应该怎么行。
On the other hand, I would know how to apply it to my daily living.
然后借着我去实行主的话就实在成形在我这个人当中。
And through my carrying out his word, the Lord is formed in me.
神赐给我们圣经。
Now God has given us his Bible.
乃是要叫我们的生命能够长进。
So that our life could mature.
我们的灵粮乃是从主的话来。
Our spiritual bread is from the Lord's word.
但是除了主的话以外神还赐给我们圣灵。
But apart from God's word, He also has bestowed His Holy Spirit on us.
我们最近读到约翰一书二章讲到恩膏的教训。
Now, recently we studied 1 John chapter 2 regarding the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵知道我们属灵的光景。
The Holy Spirit knows our spiritual conditions.
圣灵常常把我们带到一个环境里面要让我们学习更深属灵的功课。
And very often he will lead us to a specific circumstance in which we could learn a deeper spiritual lesson.
就着天然人我们不喜欢这些环境。
As a natural man, we do not like these circumstances.
但是这些环境乃是为着我们属灵的长进。
But these circumstances are used by God for our spiritual growth.
大卫能够学习把主的话就简单的顺服来跟随。
David learned to follow God simply based upon God's word.
你比方讲
For example,
大卫在诗篇第十九篇那里讲
到 Psalm 19 he mentioned,
他说我口中的言语
The words of my mouth,
我心中的意念
The meditation of my heart,
在神的面前都要讨你的喜悦。
Should please God in His presence.
弟兄姊妹，这非常不容易。
Brother and sister, this is so difficult.
我们的嘴长在我们的身上。
Now our mouth is being placed in our body.
我们要怎么讲话是我们自己的事情。
It's our very own matter. No matter what I want to say.
我们可以讲许多造就人的话。
We could say many edifying words.
我们也可以讲许多败坏人的话。
Or many words that would corrupt people.
我们可以讲许多谦卑的话。
Many humble words of humility.
我们也可以讲许多高大 puff 的话。
Or we could say many swirling words that would puff us up.
我们是不是受神的约束？
Are we being restrained by God?
圣灵会把我们带到各样的环境里头。
The Holy Spirit will lead us into different circumstances.
我们这个人在某一种情况的底下的时候
，In a specific situation，
常常我们的话就越来越虚浮了。
Many times our words become more and more vain.
这时候圣灵就在我们的里面来提醒我们。
At right this time, the Holy Spirit will remind us within us.
也许我们讲的不是太准确。
Maybe we're not saying words with much accuracy.
也许我们应该停下来了。
Maybe we should pause here.
等等。
Wait.
所以圣灵借着神的话，我们有一颗愿意顺服神的心，我们的生命在我们的里面就会慢慢的被养成。
Now through the Holy Spirit, through our obedient heart, Holy Spirit will be working us to mold us to make us grow.
很多的时候我们在教会里面服事。
Many times in our church ministries,
保罗告诉我们，所求于管家的就是一个忠心。
Paul tells us that what's required in a steward is faithfulness.
很多的时候我们在这里比方讲做清洁。
Many times, for example, in the cleaning ministry.
也许我今天刚好有事情。
Maybe today it just happens that I have other engagements.
我必须要早走。
I have to leave early.
我现在又没人了。
Now nobody's around.
我该做的事情也许随便一下就过去了。
I probably roughly finish all the tasks that I'm supposed to do.
圣灵会在我们的里面提醒我们。
And the Holy Spirit will remind us in our hearts.
我们今天所有一切的生活侍奉是在神面前，不是在人面前。
All our daily living and ministries are performed before God, not before man.
所以这一些点点滴滴呢，借着神的话，借着圣灵，把我们放在一个环境里面，考验我们到底顺服主的心有多少。
Through God's word, through His Holy Spirit, God will test us how much our obedience is to Him in all this. Bits of circumstances.
这些有时候我们不忠心。
Sometimes we are not faithful.
我们愿意在主面前悔改。
Then we want to repent before Him.
神就能够帮助我们。
And God is able to help us.
改正我们。
To correct us.
赐力量给我们。
Give us strength.
让神儿子的那个形象越过越磨成在我们的身上。
So more and more day by day the image of God's Son will be formed in us.
所以我们的生命就能够慢慢的长成。
And then our life, spiritual life will grow gradually.
所以当神把这些神的儿女显出来的时候。
When God manifests His children to all men.
我们就看见。
Then we could see.
不单单只是一个工作。
This is not simply a task.
很多的时候，我们在选择一个能够在某样服事做带领的一个弟兄姊妹。
Many times we're trying to pick the representatives of many ministries and services.
常常我们考虑能不能。
Often we think of this person's ability.
但是我们知道神。所显出来的人
But we know the very one God has manifested to us.
一方面，当然要按着神的心意帮助神带领神的儿女往前进。
It's on the one hand, according to God's will, to help God's people to move forward.
但是我们更看见神所拣选出来的人都能够。更多的显出耶稣基督他自己神儿子的生命。
But on the other hand, we could see God's chosen one would be the very person who is able to show the very glory image of God's Son.
这一个生命需要在隐藏的时候就在那里学习。
Now this life should be constantly learning in the days of this person's hidden life.
神不需要在神的家中找许多的雇工。
God doesn't need to hire many hirelings.
每一个人都很 capable.
And every single one of them is very capable.
神乃是要一个合他心意的人。
God wants the one who goes after his own heart.
所以但愿神能够借着大卫他在神面前的学习以及神怎样来显明他自己的拣选。
Now through David's life, how he learned in his hidden days before God, and how God manifested David to all.
我们也能够学习像大卫一样活在神面前。
Just like David, let's also learn to live in the presence of God.
并且让神在我们的中间有主权。
So that God would have His sovereignty among us.
在一切事上，他来。显明一切。
And in all things, he would manifest himself to us all.
我们把感谢归给主。
We just want to give thanksgiving to the Lord.
我们请低头再有一点祷告。
Now your head bowed, let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们是在感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we truly thank you for your grace.
因为你说你的意念高过我们的意念。
Because you say your thoughts are higher than ours.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
Your ways higher than our ways.
你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
You are the King of the Kings, the Lord of Lords.
你是全能的神。
You're omnipotent God.
你要在万事万物上显出你就是这一位神。
In all things, you will reveal it to us that you are the God.
但愿借着我们从大卫的身上所学习的这一点点的事，
If only through the lessons that we have acquired from David's life,
让我们在跟随主的路上,
in our way to follow the Lord,
我们能够更多的来得着你自己的生命。
We could gain more of your very own life.
好叫主的生命能够从我们的身上更多的被彰显。
So that the Lord's life can be more manifested in us.
因为我们知道真实的侍奉乃是一个生命的流露。
Because we know the true service is the true outflowing of life.
算得数的侍奉总是基督的活出。
The service that really counts is always the carrying out of living out of the Christ.
我们感谢你拣选我们这些无用的器皿。
Lord, thank you for choosing us, your useless vessels.
却能够彰显这我们里头的这样一个莫大的宝贝。
And you use us to manifest the unsearchable treasures in us.
愿世人能够从你的教会中看见耶稣基督的荣耀和美德。
May people.See all the beauty and glory of Jesus Christ in your church.
我们一同把敬拜感谢归给你。
And together we just give you all the thanksgiving and worship.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for His message.
我们感谢主给我们这样的信息。
Now, if you open up the bulletin with me, on the left-hand side are a list of the weekly responsibilities.
请打开周报，在左边我们列举了。